top two candidates in Mississippi's governor's race have had their first face-to-face encounter since filing their qualifying papers last month. Yesterday's panel discussion during the Mississippi Economic Council's annual meeting focused on issues of interest to business leaders, but surprisingly, it began on a personal note as Governor Fordyce used his opening statement to assure the crowd that his marriage is on solid ground and to accuse Secretary of State Dick Maupas of trying to make some earlier marital problems a campaign issue. The governor said that's what Maupas was attempting to do on the coast recently when he told the Chamber of Commerce audience that he and Fordyce have irreconcilable differences. Maupas denied that that was any reference to the Fordyce marriage.
Your personal life is just that. It is your personal life. It is not a part of this campaign.
Good. Stay out
and you
of
will
it.
Not, and you will not see me. You will not see me in there.
That'd be good.
So, take a word and to spin it off into something that's not true, Governor. I resent it. It's wrong. And if you have a right to call me to task if I do that, but don't make it up.
You resent it. What about those several columnists that picked it up as for what it was, a personal slam at the governor? It's obvious what you meant to say, Mr. Maupas.
After that momentary diversion, Fordyce and Maupas did stick to the issues that the business leaders wanted to discuss, including the governor's plan for improving education.
I want to pay the best teachers sufficiently so that they don't have to look over at the administrative area to better themselves. We need to keep them in the classroom. And conversely, there are some people teaching in the Mississippi public schools that have no business being there.
But Maupas said it's clear that Fordyce really doesn't have a workable strategy for improving the schools.
The governor had 4 years to deal with this plan. It's been spectacularly unsuccessful.
In the area of crime, Fordyce talked about the new truth in sentencing law as a step forward, but Maupas said the governor has ignored juvenile crime.